This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. Hundreds have gathered at the state capitol to protest immigration operations and recent violence committed by federal agents. CPR's Molly Cruz reports most are high school students.
They tell me they are showing up today and skipping school to protest against ICE. Many of them have told me that they are trying to take what they're learning in the classrooms out on the street. They are joined by a handful of their teachers as well as local business owners, all of which have told me they have closed down their shop to join the protest. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
Today's protests are part of a nationwide effort called ICE Out, with organizers calling for a day of no school, no work, and no shopping. Matthew Anderson Duncan of Denver is an oncology nurse. He tells CPR News the shooting death of Alex Preddy in Minneapolis affected him personally because they have a lot in common.
We're about the same age. We're both men. We're both nurses. That could have been me in the street, dead for no reason.
We'll continue to follow this developing story on air and at CPR.org. One person has died following an I-70 crash this morning in the high country. A CDOT snowplow broke through the median and struck a van carrying 10 people. That included members of the SC Flyers under 12 girls hockey team from Santa Clarita, California, here for a tournament. The van's driver, a parent of the team, was pronounced dead on scene. One youth player in critical condition. Two adults remain in serious condition. This is CPR News and KRCC.